Welcome to where dreams come true, except my dreams. This has been a rough couple minutes.
That's right.
So, you guys, there's a star in the closet today.
Wow.
He was star of ensemble for The Boy with the Dragon Head Tattoo. Excuse me, I misspoke.
Excuse me.
The boy with the Robin Hood tattoo.
That's
not
it.
Dragon Hood tattoo. Come on.
Give me a break.
But most importantly, the star of Allison's Closet today.
Yes. I'm on the marquee.
Do you want to know his name? Because I literally haven't said it and it's been a minute and 10 seconds.
Tell them.
His name is Tim motherfucking Beekman Davis. Is your mom going to listen to this and be like...
No.
She said motherfucking.
I don't think, no.
In my baby's name.
She's not going to give two shits.
My mom would. She'd be like, oh, the language. No, I'm just kidding. Hi, Mom.
No. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Should we just do that the whole time?
Yeah, hi, Moms.
Hey, Moms. All moms out there.
All moms. This is dedicated to the moms.
This is dedicated. This July episode of Allison's Closet is dedicated to all the moms.
This is for
there.
All the moms out there, single moms, moms with wives, moms with husbands moms
with...
that are also grandmas, you
oh,
know, and
yeah.
Like maybe like the mom was like a druggie, so now you're living with grandma, okay. She's now mom.
Okay, wow, this is, I'm getting dark. Basically any female identifying guardian, really.
Yeah, like any matriarchal figure, this
What's
is dedicated
happening?
To you.
This is already the best day of my life.
Yes.
So, TBD.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I just realized those were your initials.
They are. I know. I'm to be determined. That's like my whole life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, TBD is here. He's the busiest man on the planet. There's cats screaming everywhere. But anyway, and he made time to be in the closet today. And
I did.
I'm going to cry about it. But we'll save that for later. I also spilled water on myself twice already. Oh, and it's coming at me again.
Put it on a harder surface.
Then I have too far to reach.
Yeah, I understand.
We're both going to take sips. Hold on a second, please.
Yeah, hold on.
That is
mouth-wises.
Not why I did that. I have an episode that... My friend Mike did that so aggressively, I almost made him leave my apartment.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because I hate that. But you know what? I kind of set myself up for that, so I apologize to myself.
I just yes and it, that's all.
And that's all I asked you. That's all I ask.
Say you share with me one love.
Will you sing Out of the Box with me at the end?
Yes, 100%.
But can I sing the melody? Because I'll be too nervous.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good. Okay, wait, let's do a podcast first.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Welcome
cool.
to Allison's Closet, where dreams come true. So we're going to start with Small Business Charity.
Small Business Charity.
Charity.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be fun to listen to. Mine today is called the I Like You Store. Have you ever heard of this?
Oh, no.
If you'll look to your left on the wall, you'll see a sign that says, I like you.
I do.
And there's another sign that says, I like you too.
They're adorable.
If you look up here, you'll see this cactus.
Love it. Love a good succulent.
Well, it's just a wood carving. Mm. Is that what you would call it? A wood carving?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like a stencil. So,
wall decor.
Yeah. Those are both from the I Like You store. The I Like You store is this really cool store in, I think you're hitting, I don't mean to yell at you again.
No, I did it. I totally did it.
I don't mean to yell at you for the second time.
No, you're right.
Second time on camera because I have yelled a bunch of times. So the I Like You store is just like a gift store.
Yeah.
They have the coolest stuff. It's like, those kinds of stores are my favorite kinds of stores, just like really unique art.
Yeah.
And like Minnesota stuff and all that stuff. They have like the all are welcome here signs and just like.
I love that.
I know. It's just a great. And so they're located in Northeast Minneapolis, right next to the vegan butcher shop.
Holla.
So I like to go to both places.
I need to go there.
The I Like You Store or the Vegan Butcher Shop?
The I Like You Store more, although the Vegan Butcher Shop, I'm sure, is like...
I have some vegan queso in the fridge if you want to try it.
Wait, did you just say Vegan Butcher Shop?
Oh, girlfriend, I should have done that as my small business charity.
No, but what I'm saying is, what are they butchering?
Nothing.
Oh, that's the point.
It's just vegan meats and cheeses.
Oh, I see.
Obviously not butchering, but
right.
They're selling, like, quote-unquote meats and cheeses, so it's a butcher shop.
That's nice. I got it.
It's... amazing, but that's nice. For another day.
Nice.
So there are two I Like You shops. There's one in Minneapolis, 501 First Avenue Northeast, or there's one in St. Paul, 416 Snelling Avenue South, St. Paul, Minnesota. Or apparently they have a state fairground location in the West End.
Oh.
I don't participate in group activities, so I have no idea if that's a thing. I just saw it on their website. The West End sounds fancy as fuck.
Well, that's Broadway, but in London, the West End. I know.
Wait, and St. Louis Park has a West End? Are you familiar with
Yes, I sure am. The West End. I used to tell people all the time, I'm like, oh, I'm in the West End right now.
When I found out that was called the West End, I was like, is this a fucking
joke?
Like, this is a shopping mall.
It's not even a mall. There's like a restaurant.
It's and so then like, bougie. Oh
yeah, God. It is really bougie. But literally all that says a couple of restaurants and a movie theater.
No. Have you been there recently? There's like a ton of apartment complexes. There's a fucking like Marriott over there.
Oh.
It's like really fancy.
Oh, wow.
When I was working for Instacart last summer, maybe I should beep that out. I don't want to give them sponsorship. Right, anyway. Sometimes I try to be funny. It just doesn't quite work. But we'll keep moving on. So I forgot what I was saying. Oh, I had to deliver to one of those really nice apartment complexes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's like a front-esque person. And like elevators.
Oh, my God.
Central air.
That's unbelievable. So they're either like drug dealers or they are sex workers.
Both. Admirable.
Oh, 100%.
Professions.
Well, now that Craigslist...
Only if you're selling marijuana, please don't sell hard drugs. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, now that Craigslist has taken off their personal ads, it's completely ruining my business opportunities. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For example,
what I'm saying is like, you know, the men seeking women, yeah. Blah, blah, whatever.
Did you take that off Craigslist?
Yes. It's not there anymore. I don't know. People were being murdered or something. So
ugh,
I know.
Murders.
Oh, God.
They
you know,
ruin everything.
They do ruin everything, including my lucrative business ventures.
Laugh over that. It like hurt my throat a little bit. So
I forgive you.
Okay. I like to make as gross of noises as possible. So now moving on, please tell me your small business charity.
Yeah, so mine is my best friend and roommate in Atlanta, because I'm located in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. She runs Willing to Travel, hire me.
That's what I put on my website, Willing to Travel. okay, like people want me to travel. Anyway, I'm sorry, keep going. My mouth is shut.
Her small business is Cammie's Cake Pops. So Cammie is spelled C-A-M-I, and you can find her on Facebook, and she makes cake pops for like all the different holidays or special events, and she'll design them and make really cute, like for Easter, we're always making like little baby chicks and Easter bunnies, and then there's like Halloween ones and New Year's ones and Christmas ones. I mean, she makes all these different kinds, and they're really adorable, and they're so fucking good.
That's the thing. It's like sometimes cake pops are so good, and then they're just like dry as fuck, and you're like, am I wasting my time on this cake pop?
Yeah, no. She used to work at Starbucks, and she knows their cake pops there, and I think she was like, I could do this better, and then she has.
Good. Fucking good.
Sorry, Starbucks.
Shout out TM Starbucks. I just like to yell podcast things.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like, does she have Facebook, or where can we find her?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. If you look up her Facebook page. No, that's okay. Cammie's Cake Pops. Find them on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Does she have an Instagram?
You know what? I think she actually does have an Instagram.
Same title.
Yeah, same title. Yep.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cammie's Cake Pops. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I have a really good friend named Cammie, too.
Do you?
Yeah. Hi, Cammie.
Hi, Cammie. Hi, both Cammies.
She's not listening.
This is dedicated to all the Cammies.
This is... Listen, you guys, this episode, maybe 10. I think this is episode 10.
I feel special.
Assuming all goes well.
Right.
Because honestly, who knows? But this episode 10, is really dedicated to all Cammies out there. C-A-M-I. Honestly, both human and leisure wear.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm literally wearing a cami right now.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
This is for all the Cammies wearing Cammies.
Yeah, I just want Cammie he's wearing camis. Why is it so funny? It's like bananas in pajamas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly, exactly. Camis wearing camis.
Why is that the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life? And why is it like such a funny picture in my head? Like just my friends wearing camis.
You should pitch that.
To who?
I don't know. Microsoft? ABC? Apple? Sure. Anyone with money? I don't know.
Bitcoin? Actually, I heard they're...
Bitcoin.
I heard that they're investing in camis.
I'm literally too old for that. I don't even know what Bitcoin is.
Oh, I don't understand it at all. All I know is they use it in the black, the dark web.
Ooh.
I listened to a really good podcast. It was like a three-part episode series. Nope. Mm. Jesus Christ. A three-part...
Sure.
Three-parter.
Yeah.
About Silk Road. Have you ever heard about that?
No.
It's this whole... Basically, this guy started selling drugs on the black market. Like, he started it. It's...
Yeah.
Like, how he got caught. How he... Oh, my God. It's crazy. I have no idea what the podcast was.
Amazing.
I think it was probably Case File because they have...
Yeah.
Do you listen to Case File?
I'm just starting.
Oh my gosh, it is so well done. It's like so German. It's just like so different than like My Favorite Murder. And
yeah.
Listen to that. And that. Do you listen to And That's Why We Drink?
No, but I heard you talking about it on your podcast the other day, and I really want to listen.
Tim, you would love that. You would love that. I talk about them a lot. Shout out, And That's Why We Drink. Sponsor me. Just kidding. Do a podcast. I don't think that's a thing. I'm not hearing you, but I'm hoping that means you'll be back in just a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, and you're back. Okay.
Great.
Yep, that happens sometimes. Can you guys just pretend that Tim said some really great things while his mic wasn't working?
I said some really hilarious, amazing things. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Remind me to tell you something when we stop recording. It is forever. Okay. But I don't. Okay. I'll be too embarrassed to tell you on air. Okay. I do that all the time on this podcast. I'm like, hey, remind me to tell you a secret after we're not recording. What is wrong with me? Okay, Tim, tell me something cool about yourself.
Something cool about myself. Well, I just have like the worst luck on the absolute planet is the thing. And I don't know why, but I just feel like everything in the universe is like out to fuck up my life.
Did you not see me spill water on myself three times?
I did see. I'm not, and it's because I'm here. I'm bringing you in. I'm bringing you in the boat. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the craziest shit happens to me all the time. And I have so many stories. I could literally go on and on and on about all the like crazy shit that's happened to me. But because of Tony's yesterday, the one I'm thinking about is related.
Okay.
So I would
say the Tony's for yesterday, 3 months ago, whenever this comes out. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Right. Yeah. So, the Tony Awards just happened, and SpongeBob was nominated, which, by the way, I didn't need it to win Best Musical. I'm totally fine that Band's Visit won Best Musical.
Okay.
But Ethan Slater, who plays SpongeBob, deserved the leading actor Tony, not Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah,
and I love
Tony Shalhoub.
It's fine. I think he's great in Perfect and Great, but he has no business winning leading actor in a musical that he sings like three lines. That's what I have to say.
About.
He hardly sings at all in it. And I think I'm sure he's doing an amazing job, but I just like, I'm really upset about that. So,
gosh, I know. That.
Yes, it's fine.
I don't know anything about Kyle Sauban's visit. He didn't really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I hear it's like really beautiful and different, which is exciting, but I don't know.
I feel like Kyle doesn't have time for that shit.
Yeah, no. He wants Mean Girls and only
which
mean
he
girls.
Saw. And
yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, I'm so jelly.
My name is Regina George. I could not figure out what she was going to say. Like,
yeah.
I was anticipating, like, what's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? Deal. I was like, I was not expecting Deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, so I saw the pre-Broadway tryout of SpongeBob in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably a year and a half ago, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, was something like
during,
that.
Wasn't it during James and the Giant Peach or like something? Like,
you know what? It was like, okay, so I went down to Illinois to witness my friends get engaged. I think that was the weekend. And no, that wouldn't have been the weekend. No. I went down after the wedding. So it would have been almost 2 years ago now. It would have been like August
so like,
of Not last summer, yeah. But the summer before.
So right after James and Giant Peach.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Honestly, James and Giant Peach is my matching point for any time of year.
Sure, I understand
how
that.
How long ago that. Was it from James and Giant Peach?
That's how I am right now with A Quiet Place. When somebody's like, hey.
That's right.
Someone's like, hey, do you remember that one time? And I'll be like, was that before A Quiet Place or after A Quiet Place?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so
good. I also hate seeing movies.
Oh, well, then just you would like, hate seeing this movie, but it's so good.
I don't, it's just this anxiety. I can't figure out what the, what causes this.
I have some friends who read the Wikipedia review, like summary before they have to go see a movie, just so they like know what's happening. It saves them the anxiety of seeing a movie and not knowing what's going to happen.
That's a good idea for Black Mirror.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so I saw the pre-Broadway tryout on the way back, and it was amazing and perfect and beautiful and fun, and I like sobbed like a little baby, and it was so nostalgic and so fun. And the end of the show is this song called Best Day Ever.
Yeah.
And they're singing in the imminent death, basically, right? This volcano's going to blow up and they could all
die.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
SpongeBob spoiler alert.
And they are like, you know what? It's okay because this could still be the best day ever. And like, we all love each other and that's what matters. And they sing Best Day Ever. And it is like the saddest fucking thing I've ever seen. It meant like so beautiful. And I just cried and it was whatever. So we left the theater and I was like, yeah, like no matter what's going on, any day has the capacity to be the best day ever. And I was feeling so happy about that and rejuvenated and like, just like so happy. And then I made it like 20 minutes out of Chicago and I caught some road debris, like construction debris, and sliced my tire open on the freeway.
I'm sorry.
Is a Sunday evening at like 6:30 or something, right? So I pull off to the side of the road and I had to call a tow truck. It took them like over an hour to get there. When they finally got there, he was like, so where are you staying? And I was like, I'm not staying anywhere. I need to get this car fixed. And they were like, oh, it's Sunday night, dude. Like, you're not going anywhere. You're going to have to stay at a hotel. So he was like, you're going to have to stay at a hotel and call another tow truck in the morning to take you to a tire place and whatever. So the nearest place was like a Holiday Inn.
So you had to call two tow trucks?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes. So I just wait. So the nearest thing was like a Holiday Inn. So we go stay at Holiday Inn. For some reason, Holiday Inn thinks they can charge $140 for a room nowadays.
Was it Holiday Inn Express? Express?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, are you fucking
like, who do you think you are, Holiday Inn?
$60, please.
No, yeah, exactly.
Max.
Maximum. And I want to.
That's for the suite.
Yeah.
That's for the honeymoon suite, okay?
Exactly.
That's for when I want to splurge.
Rooftop penthouse. So, penthouse. So we go to this Holiday Inn and I go to stay there and we walk upstairs. This is Jordan and I, my roommate.
Okay,
and
I thought so.
And we go up to the bedroom and we've just been sitting on the side of the freeway for an hour and a half or something, right? So we're like tired and gross and we were like, well, I guess there's nothing we can do. Let's just like, I don't know, shower and go downstairs to the restaurant and have dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
So we go into the bathroom and we turn the water on. Well, first I look at the toilet and the toilet water is literally steaming. And I was like, what the heck is that? Like that. So I just like thought I was kind of like hallucinating or something or going crazy. And I really needed to poop. So I sat down and like literally burned my asshole. I was like, what the fuck? So I like jolted up and was like, the water in the toilet is literally steaming. So then I turned on the sink and I turned on the shower and it was boiling hot water shooting through every possible.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So we called the front desk and we were like, hi, your water is 97,000 degrees and is there anything you can do
like,
about that?
Welcome to hell.
Yeah, exactly. This is in Elgin, Illinois, by the way. I feel like everybody should know.
I actually know where that is because
do you? I'm so sorry.
Only because like what I did at work for a while was a lot of Illinois based stuff. Anyway, keep going.
I see. So they like sent somebody up and this guy like came in and looked up into our bathroom and like saw the hot water and was like, yeah, well, there's not much we can do about that, but we'll try. I know. And I was like, what do you mean there's not much? You know, whatever. So it was so weird. And he was like, we'll try and get it, you know, like turned down. But for some reason, we're not really sure why that's happening. We're sorry, whatever.
Is it just in your room?
I don't know if it was the whole hotel or just our room. It seemed like it was maybe a problem happening with the hotel.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went down to the restaurant and And the waitress came up and said, like, hey, can I get you something to drink? And we were both like, water, please. We're so dehydrated. We just need water. And she was like, so the entire town's water is infected with a bacteria and like algae. And what? They are like burning it out of the water. And so I don't think you want it. And I was like, yeah, you're fucking right. I don't want it. So she was like, everything with water in it is going to have this like bacteria and stuff in it.
They don't have bottled water?
She didn't fucking offer. So I guess I don't know. But she was like, can I get you something else? And we were like, well, like, I don't know, vodka probably. You know, like, what else are we
going to drink? Well, because, like, everything has water. Right. Like, the soda has water in it.
Everything. So we got alcohol instead. And,
which does not hydrate you.
Which exactly does the exact opposite. And we were, like, so pissed. And we paid for this, like, expensive, like, kind of gross dinner, you know, whatever. God. And went back up to a room and we were like, let's just like lay down, find something on TV and go to sleep and whatever.
Oh my God, you had bed bugs.
No, we didn't have bed bugs. This is worse. The only thing on TV was the movie version of Phantom of the Opera.
I like that movie.
What? Listen.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Have you seen the 25th anniversary concert edition? That's why you like the movie, because everyone likes the movie until they see that version. Oh, and then you're like, sure. Oh,
I don't know, I just like don't hate musicals the way that most people do.
Oh, shit, I usually Molly, don't so. Either
Molly is in the bathroom. Okay, let's keep going.
So I don't usually hate them either, actually, but Gerard Butler just drives me bonkers. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So like, it was the only thing on. We were like, oh, fine.
That is heartbreaking.
So we fell asleep. Next morning, I get up at 8 a.m. so I can call the tow truck company and get them to come out, right? And they said, okay, we'll send a tow truck out. It should be to you by 9 o'clock. So we go and we check out of our hotel and we go out to our car and like 9 o'clock comes by, no one's there. 9:15 comes by, no one comes. 9:30 comes and my insurance agent calls and like is like, hey, you should have had your tow by now. And I was like, well, no, I don't have my tow. So then they were like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let's figure it out. Whatever. Basically, the tow truck canceled my tow and didn't tell anyone. What? So then they had to order another tow truck. And that tow truck was supposed to come by like 10:30. And then it happened again. And they didn't cancel, but they were super late. Oh, the tow truck didn't come till noon. So we sat outside in the parking lot from 8:30 to noon. Because we already checked out of our apartment.
What is this luxury?
Yes. Anyway, that's so big. Basically, we finally got it figured out. We went and got the tow truck to this tire place. And I was like, I just need to replace this one tire. And he's like, well, you can't just replace one tire. The two tires on the same axle have to like match. So you have to replace two tires.
No.
So anyway, this like really quick weekend trip that we just decided to splurge like $60 on SpongeBob tickets turned into this like hundreds and hundreds of dollar trip because we got our car wheel sliced open by debris or whatever.
Honestly, this is gonna be the best day of our lives. Is
and
that
that's what I said the
called?
Whole time. I was like, it's the best day ever. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God. Okay, so that is only one of millions of car stories Tim has.
Oh, literally millions of stories. My life is a catastrophe at all times.
Oh my God. But also you take it with such grace and you're such a like wonderful human that I hate that it has to be you, but
I just so like awesome. Well, I just refuse to like because even though life is like super shitty, I am gonna just like stick my middle finger to it by being joyful still. Do
so
you know?
Raise your right finger.
Yes.
Sorry, Tina. Please, I'm so sorry. Please don't sue me.
No,
that wasn't even good, Tina. I'm sorry.
No, I think you have to have like 10 seconds or something. That wasn't 10 seconds. You're fine.
Yeah, I think it's 15. That's why we're gonna sing out of the box at the end. Yeah.
Yes.
So I have one more thing before we end this first part.
Great.
I need you to look to your right underneath all the samples in that green box. That is for you.
What?
That is a gift for you.
Shut up. What? Where did you find these?
Target. Tim, the Target by my house, like, I'll tell you about this after, but they have so much random shit on sale for so cheap. I got this like three-tiered, you can't see it, but it's like a cart for $8 fucking dollars.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so they had more pineapple stuff, but and I like almost got you a Pineapple Bell. I was like, Allison, you are unemployed. Pick one.
I love this so much. Thank you.
Tell the viewers what it is.
Okay, so it's what are they called technically?
They're just shot glasses,
right? Yeah, they're pineapple shot glasses. They're gold metal pineapple shot glasses.
They're real gold.
But like, it's not just like a shot glass with a picture of a pineapple on it. It is a pineapple that you take the top off of and take a shot out of. I love it so fucking much.
Drink, I would do shots with you right now, but I don't. So you can do that later.
Ooh, my hero.
Talk about R&R at the very end. Don't let me forget. But right now we're going to take a quick break because I have to apologize to my roommate for not telling her that there's a cat in the bathroom. So give me just 1 second. Welcome back to Allison's Closet, where dreams come true.
Yes.
This is Allison speaking. If you hadn't figured that out yet. Anyway, we're going to talk about Hated in the Nation today, season 3, episode 6.
I'm so nervous.
Tim, have you ever seen Black Mirror before?
No, never.
Do you know a little bit about it? Like, do you know that it's just like a weird show? Are you familiar? Yeah. Oh, duh, you said you listen to my podcast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the listeners out there, including Tim.
Me.
Including TBD. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you know this is going to be really fucked up. So, and they're all individual. They're all independent. Okay. Hated in the Nation. We open on Detective Karen Park. She is being summoned to a hearing. And then they go back to May 15th. So it's like this thing where, you know, they start at the beginning or the end. Here's where she ends up.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah, a little How to Get Away with Murder thing.
Sure, I'm not familiar with that reference. But I don't know most references.
Oh my gosh.
I know that it's a movie, but I don't. I know it's a TV show. I know it's like a novel, right? It's like a graphic novel.
Shonda Rhimes thinks she's really cool and she'll like start at the end and then be like 14 weeks earlier and you go back.
But I also like love that shit. It's like that episode. Yeah. Did you watch Seinfeld?
No.
Oh my god. Why?
I don't watch sitcoms very much. Isn't that weird?
I don't watch current sitcoms. I like just like Seinfeld. Like, I don't even really like Friends, but anyway, I digress. Ooh, what's going on? Okay. So, flashback. We're at Karen's house. It's like Black Mirror, so everything's really high tech. She pulls out some chips or crisps. This is a British show. You'll get to hear my British accent.
Yes.
Except for Karen Park has a really great other accent that I am not familiar with, so I will be passing on that one.
Okay.
I think it's Irish, and I have a pretty good Irish accent, but I get too nervous on the podcast. So. It
can be offensive.
But I practice it in my car sometimes, and it's really good.
Oh, I'm sure we appreciate that.
So just believe me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So we learn that there is a woman named Jo Powers. Jo Powers is a journalist who wrote a super shitty article about someone in a wheelchair, and she is getting a lot of hate for it. Okay. We then find out that the ADI have been activated. And what the ADI are, I don't remember what it stands for, but basically, it comes back a lot. Basically, what they are, they're animatronic bees. So colony collapse was a big problem, a big problem. And I like to get political. So
yeah,
100%. Bees.
They're important.
Bee rights. Okay, so that was weird. I'm sorry.
No.
That made me uncomfortable. So they had to develop, and you will learn more about it later, but basically this animatronic bee, automatonic, whatever, it's a word starts with an A, bee that pollinates, you know, helps pollinate, and they deactivate them in the winter and activate them in the spring. That's
okay. Okay.
So they have been activated. That's important. Joe is getting harassed because people don't like her. Then a dude rolls up. She gets to her house. He rolls up in a van with a delivery of a cake. And she's like, is this going to detonate on me? What the fuck is this? He's like, it's just a cake. That is the second episode of Black Mirror to have a cake involved, and I just realized.
Yeah, I listened to the first one.
Oh my god, such a loyal fan. I love you so much. You and my mom. The cake says fucking bitch on it. But she eats it anyway because it's a free fucking cake.
Yeah,
she's
a
genius.
I would too.
But
also,
don't take cake from a stranger. But I don't know. You know, I'm very back and forth on free cake, you know.
I was going to say, I wouldn't take most things from a stranger, but a cake, I totally would.
You wouldn't take most things from a stranger, but is that what you said? You would not? Okay.
Like most things I'd be like, I'm kind of weary about this. But if it was a cake, I'd just be like, well, if there's drugs in it, it's still a cake.
This cake was beautiful too. It was like they told us it was like an 80 fucking pound cake. Like that comes up later in the show.
Oh my gosh.
So can you, oh my God. Okay.
I'm going to go buy cake on the way home.
Oh my gosh. Don't even talk to me about cake. Okay.
Okay.
I had the best vegan cake for my birthday. I don't know. It's from Veganista. I actually talked about them in one episode. It was a mini cake, but it was so like rich and delicious. It lasted me for like 6 days, which does not happen. I want to make that very clear. It was a mini cake and that does not happen. 6 days.
That's amazing.
More or less. I mean, probably less, but.
I understand.
So anyway, she eats the cake. Her husband's like, you should not eat that cake. She's like, well, it looks good. So. Literally my life. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna go take a bath. And I was like, oh no, he said I'm gonna have a bath. I just thought that was funny, so I wrote it down.
People take do you shower before you take a bath?
No.
Because if someone told me once that if you don't shower before you take a bath, then you're just like laying in your own filth.
Well, honestly, the only reason I take baths is like if I have migraines.
Oh yeah, true.
Or if I have a cold and I'm just trying to detox and I'm just gonna take a shower after I take a bath. Like literally like I just sweat it all out.
Yeah.
But I never take a bath to get clean.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, that's not a thing. Anyway, taking baths to get clean, unless you're a child.
Yeah.
So Joe is online reading articles about ourselves, comments to tweets. You know, obviously it's not good. We jump back to Karen. She's watching a talk show at home, and we meet a rapper named Tusk. T-U-S-K, Tusk.
Clever.
Don't know what I was about to do. Just going to keep moving on. Okay. Basically it's just this like dumb talk show and he gets shown a video of a little kid doing his dance moves and he's like, Tusk, isn't this great, like this kid's doing her dance moves, and like the kid's backstage like as a surprise, and Tusk is like, this kid should just stop trying, he's not good at all. And he's like, wait, Tusk, like I mean, he's just a kid. Just like this whole scene plays out.
Yikes.
She turns off the TV because like that was just a side note on the TV. But it will become important later.
Oh, God.
Foreshadowing.
Okay.
Spoiler, the kid's backstage. That's what I wrote. So she turns off the TV and she gets called to a crime scene because she's a detective. I don't remember if I said that.
Yes,
Karen is.
Yep, Karen.
So we meet a new character named Blue, B-L-U-E, just like the color. They make a joke about it in the show.
Okay.
Her dad liked the way it sounded. Whatever that means. I wonder if this was pre or post Blue Ivy.
I was just going to say, is it inspired by Beyoncé?
It's a British show. So, like, is Beyoncé... Oh, yeah. She's definitely popular other places besides America. Do people outside of America know Beyoncé?
Everybody knows. The penguins in Antarctica know Beyoncé.
Are they familiar with that singer-songwriter?
She does mostly acoustic.
Have you seen that new trailer for that movie with Lady Gaga in it?
Yeah, Lady Gaga. It's the remake of that Barbara Streisand movie.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, it's Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson or something.
I don't know most things. So I was look at this original film.
Oh my God, no, here you have to know this as a musical theater actress because the very first one was with Judy Garland. And then Barbara Streisand remade it and now Lady Gaga is remaking it.
That's crazy.
All so iconic.
Because she's like actually just the most amazing performer. Like, she is so talented.
I agree.
Oh my God. Okay, anyway, I digress. But you gotta digress for the Gaga and the Beyoncé.
Beyoncé.
We're so cultured. So, we like to say things funny.
We do.
We find out Blue is, like, Karen's shadow. So, basically, she switched parts. She switched, not forces, but departments.
Sure.
We find out Joe Powers has been murdered. She's gone.
Oh, so fast.
They go into the crime scene and she's lying on the floor with her throat slashed open.
I thought it was going to be the cake. It wasn't the cake.
The cake was delicious.
Cake never does you wrong.
Honestly, even if I get poisoned by a cake, as long as it's vegan, otherwise it will hurt my stomach. But if I get poisoned by a cake, it's still a cake.
It's like, I can't blame the cake.
But tell me after my first slice so I can just eat the whole fucking cake, you know?
100%.
Like, I'm just going to have a little sliver.
Yep.
No. give me the whole mini cake. Okay. So she's dead. There's clearly been a huge struggle. Things are thrown everywhere. Her husband was found with his stomach slash and he was unconscious. And they're basically like, well, obviously the husband did it. There's literally no entry. Like, obviously the husband did it. So Blue checks the computer and she, because we find out Blue is like really good at tech stuff. Like, that's kind of her thing.
Yeah.
She used to be a tech forensic person or something. I don't know. I'll actually talk about that later. So let's keep going. And she's like, oh, there are still a bunch of, tweets coming in about how much like people hate her and how like now that people know she's dead, they're like, okay, cool, like we don't care, she was a monster anyway.
But it's like, how would she know? Like, she, you said she made fun of a disabled person, right?
Yeah,
well, you know, another person did that and he became the president of the United States. So like,
yeah,
how would she? Ugh, I'm just saying,
honestly, you're gonna love the episode I just recorded yesterday because it is super fucked up political wise and it was written in 2013, but anyway. It's like, I don't want to spoil it for you, so
okay, yeah,
I'm gonna force you to listen to it.
I will.
Okay, so Joe Powers was murdered. Anyway, oh, Karen sees the cake and she's like, send this to toxicology, obviously,
right?
Bag everything, let's get out of here.
Yeah,
Blue's like, you think it was the husband? And Karen's like, I don't know, girl. There's a lot to look into. Mm-hmm. I don't know, girl. But basically, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Karen gives Blue a ride home. She doesn't have a license. Super important.
Oh, weird.
But basically, we learn that she used to be in the tech department, like tech forensics or whatever, and she has a lot of experience. She also has seen a lot of really shitty stuff because she's the person who has to go through people's computers.
Yeah.
AKA molesters, that kind of stuff.
Yikes.
And so she was basically like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I need to switch. Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so now, next day, Karen is making a smoothie, the most important meal of the day. What was important to include? I think it's important to include.
100%.
Okay, so she gets... Is that a train? Is that a... What year is this?
It is. Oh, thank you. I'm always saying, like, every time I get stopped by a train, I'm like, is this the fucking Pioneer? And you're like, what?
Okay. Ask Callie about this, because we went to school in Fargo, and it is train. I would be late to work because of train.
They feel so, so, like, I feel like we're going to the gold rush again. Like, the train, like, I feel like it's
what possible. Cargo is on that train?
I'm like, there must be better ways to transport your fucking coal or whatever it is that we're transporting.
Well, yeah, that was North Dakota, so probably.
Yeah, God.
Oh my God, but yeah, I mean, she'll know about the trains.
Woof.
Watch, she has no idea what I'm talking about. She's like, there are no trains in Fargo. There's so many trains. Okay. So, now she gets to the police office. What is that called? Oh,
police station. Oh, yeah.
Police office. They're looking at CCTV footage, and they notice that no one came in and out of the house all night.
Okay.
Because she has, like, a camera inside of her house. So, obviously, they're like, well, the husband was in the house all night. They go to the hospital to talk to the husband. Now, I wrote a lot of this down word for word, which I don't usually do, but I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
He says, I heard her screaming from upstairs, and I came down. She was clutching her head in pain, okay? And then she stopped and had some sort of, like, seizure or something. Then she started clawing at her skin and, like, doing everything she could to stop this clearly agonizing pain she was in.
Oh, God.
Okay, he tries to stop her because he's like, the fuck are you doing? So she slices him with a broken bottle.
What the?
Then she slices her own
fuck.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep. Yeah, so that's what happened. And they're at first, they're obviously like, because Blue does not think he did it. Blue, like, believes him. And, because, he was crying, like,
crying.
I believe
it was believable.
I've also seen the episode. So.
Sure.
But they're kind of having, like, this argument, and there's just not an explanation to this besides the husband doing it. Then they're like, okay, but we're still, I'll humor you. We'll follow some other leads. They find out who ordered the cake, and they go to the lady who ordered the cake.
Yeah.
That lady is a school teacher. And the school motto is, this is a good school. Like, it's just, like, there's this banner. I didn't notice it the first time, but there's this banner just, like, in quotes. It's like, this is a good school, period.
It's just, like, a really basic self-masturbatory, like... but like in the most
basic
way.
We're doing our best. I'm doing my best.
Send your child here. We'll learn things.
We learn good here.
We learn good in this thing.
We're just not paid enough.
Well, woof, you're right about that.
No, I'm getting serious, people. We're getting serious about the president. We're getting serious about teacher
pay.
Yeah,
this isn't a fucking comedy podcast.
This is a comedy drama. It's a dramedy.
It's a dramedy. It's a polydramedy.
Honestly, Tim, for half a second, I thought I made the word dramedy up. I was about to praise the shit out of myself.
Yeah, you were.
Spoiler alert, I did not make that word up.
You did not.
Let's keep going. So this is a good school. We learn more about the teacher, and she's like, we found out she posted hashtag death to Joel Powers, okay, on Twitter.
Woof.
Turns out on the day she died, and they're like, why'd you do this? And she's like, look, here's what happened. A bunch of us just like chipped in for this cake. All of us hated her. It was like a mom's group. Like we all hated her. And she's like, Blue's like, so you crowdsourced a hate cake?
Sweet
I was
Christ.
Like, that's the best way to put it. You crowdsourced this cake. She's like, I mean, yeah, basically. And then she's like, and then she's like, look, I don't think it's funny because, like, obviously she's fucking dead. But how much money do you think she got for this, like, shitty article she wrote and just, like, all
wow.
this stuff?
This girl sounds like a fucking bitch.
Well, I mean, she's a teacher. She's got shit to do.
I
you
guess,
interrupt
you're
her
right.
class day. You can't interrupt a teacher's class day. I'll the police.
Give you a suicide-laced frosted cake.
But so while Blue is... questioning her.
Yeah.
Karen gets a call and Karen comes back. She's like, hey, can I talk to you super quick? And she's like, comes over. The cake was clean.
What?
And delicious. That's what the people said. Toxicology is like, and it was delicious. So that cake, honestly, I told you the cake would make a comeback.
So the cake was really harmless.
Like a rude thing. Yeah. That was a
you
long
know,
way.
This is what I see. I trusted the cake, and then I stopped, and I second-guessed myself, and I thought it was maybe the cake. And see, the cake is always clean.
Yeah. Tim, always the cake.
Always trust the cake.
I just want to dedicate this episode to all cake out there.
This is dedicated to every baker.
Pan, cup, regular.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream.
Although you have to bake a cake for everyone. Polydramedy.
This is a dramedy. I made that word up.
This is a dramedy. It's an original word, TM.
Dramedy. I love that. I thought I made that up. Honestly, I think I make up a lot of phrases and then people are like, "That no, you didn't make that up." Okay, this is a long episode. I have to keep going. Toxicology says that it's good. They're going to arrest the husband. What else can we do?
Shit, yeah.
Now we find out that everyone... Do you remember Tusk?
Yeah, remember him.
From 3 hours ago?
Yeah, that asshole.
So we find out everyone's pissed at Tusk because he was making fun of that kid. And now everyone's doing the hashtag death to Tusk. Like it's just...
Oh.
It's hashtag death to and then space and then someone's name. Okay? So now it's death to Tusk. He finished a concert. He's walking out to the parking garage. Someone's like, do you want this joint? And he's like, I can't. There's a camera. He's like, it's legal here. So he starts smoking a joint. That's not important. I don't know why I said that for it. But basically, whatever. So suddenly he's like grabbing his head and like clawing at his head and like something is wrong.
What?
And they get an ambulance out there in time and they sedate him and they bring him into the hospital. They do a brain scan on him and they notice that there's like some sort of tumor or something. Like they're like, well, let's put him in the scanner. I don't know what they did to see that tumor. They put him in the scanner. They start the machine. He's still unconscious.
Yeah.
Sorry, I want to make sure I say this correctly. He has a seizure in the machine. So they're like, oh, fuck, stop the machine. Stop the machine. They go out there. They pull him out. His entire body.
What the fuck?
And they find this fucking metal bee that was metal in his head pulled out.
No, the bees.
That was in his head. and it got pulled out through his eye because it's just metal on metal.
Oh, gross.
Okay, so he's dead. Two people dead. Yeah. Check, check. Back to Blue and Karen. Apparently it's day three. That's the only time I noticed what day it was. Not important. They go to the coroner's house. Why did I write coroner's house? Just like police office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they just go to his house. They go to the coroner's office. I don't know what these words are.
Sure.
And they're like, hey, so he was just looking over Joe Powers. He's like, so I was looking, I was doing your autopsy. They say, autopsy, yeah, my autopsy. Do you watch Bob's Burgers? Every time I hear the word autopsy, I start singing that. Do you not know?
I know. I've only seen a couple episodes. I know. Okay. I'm the worst. Okay.
It's fine. I'm over it. Okay. So, did you think I made that song? Because I thought.
Yes, I was like, oh, we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere with this autopsy.
So he's like, well, during the autopsy, I noticed there was a tiny hole in her head.
Okay.
So I like followed that hole and it went all the way through into her brain.
Ugh.
And then I pulled out a metal bee.
What the fuck is with these bees?
And basically the bee went into her brain and walked across the pain center of her brain, which is why she was like, I have to do anything to stop this pain happening. Okay, so now they're like, we've got something to figure out.
Yeah.
So dramatic. So now Karen and Blue are at the bee control center. I don't know what it's called.
That's fine.
It's really creepy, and you just like have to see it. I can't even explain it. They just have like animatronic bees everywhere as sculptures, and just like it's crazy.
Yeah, so, it's culty.
It's fucked up. So. So she walks them through the ADI colony. Yeah. ADI, there's literally replicate themselves. Like, I'm getting so distracted by food. I'm so hungry.
No, I know, me too. So the bees are replicating themselves, you were saying, Mel?
So the bees, like, basically are like 3D printers. So they just replicate hives in there. And then inside those, like, hives, they, yeah. I don't know. I do not understand technology. Weird. So they navigate themselves, the bees do, because they have sensors. And they're like, they can't see things. They just can, like, sense where the flowers are that they need to pollinate.
Sure.
And they work the same as bees. Like, they recognize the flora. They work the same as bees. Okay. So Karen is like, this is fucked up.
Yep.
And I'm like, uh-huh. And then she's like, we think these ADIs are the cause of a death. And he's like, the fuck? I forgot this part where we met a new character. His name is Rasmus.
Oh, he fucking did it.
Well, he's in charge of
the bees.
Don't jump to conclusions, okay?
His name is Rasmus. That is like serial killer central, Rasmus.
Just you wait. Okay. So, he brings them back to these words I chose. Like, they bring them back to the lab. Nope, they brought them back to like a computer room.
Sure. Okay. Computer lab at school, that's what we used to call him.
Whatever. Thank you for your support. So, just like look at the bees. He pulls up this whole fancy computer thing and Karen's like, well, can one of these be hacked? And he's like, look, in order to hack this, you have to have like an encryption on an encryption on an encryption. And she's like, you didn't answer my question for these to be hacked. And he's like, well, technically. And she's like, all right, well, that's where we start. And I was like, you're a badass. I love Karen.
Yeah, she's...
Blue, sorry, I cut you off. Did you have something funny to say?
Nope, I wasn't funny. I was just, like, complimenting this badass woman.
Okay, good. So,
this is dedicated to all the Karens out there who are badass. Honestly, Karens.
But I want to be specific. It's Karen, K-A-R-I-N.
Oh, I-N.
Yeah, and I know that because I watch everything I watch with subtitles for some reason.
I love that. That's great. Okay, so K-A-R-I-N Karens, this episode's Karen. For you. If you are an E-N Karen, you can fuck yourself.
You can go fuck yourself. So let's keep moving.
Okay.
Blue on the computer, and she pulls up Joe Powers' postal code. Code. She pulls up their postal code to find out where... Find? I just hit myself in the face. I can't even do a Minnesotan accent. Jesus Christ. So Rasmus notices something weird about literally a specific bee in that hive near Joe Power's house.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is strange. He's like, he does this weird thing. I think it's because he's like, oh fuck, like this probably got hacked. Where he's like, look, I can't do this with everyone watching me.
God.
And when people say something like that, it's like, what are you hiding?
Uh-huh.
And so they're like, okay, fine, we'll go away. So they leave, and oh yeah, this fancy guy comes in. His name is Sean. It's next day.
Okay.
Or later that night, I'm not really sure. So some guy, his name is Sean.
S-H-A-W-N?
Well, I think it's S-H-A-U-N.
Okay, I see.
Or something like that.
Yep, A-U-N. Yeah, but so if you're an E-A-N it. Or if you're an A-W-N,
oh,
fuck
are we
yourself.
Dedicating this to Sean's as well?
This is also Sean, but only S-H-A-U-N.
Shout out to all Asian American Sean's. Spelling. He was an Asian American. I think he was Asian. Well, whatever. Let's keep moving.
So, Asian British.
I'm going to stop trying to tell people who they are.
Sure.
So he comes in and shows them the bee that was in Tusk's head. And they're like, oh, so I have that issue here.
Woof.
Okay. So now we have a serial bee killer on our hands. So it's two people. Okay. This is where shit gets real.
Oh my God, okay.
One of the many times in this episode. A lot of exposition. We're done with that bullshit now. Blue discovers something and calls everybody over. And she's like, hey, look, Tusk harassed online just like Joe Powers was. And I'm posting images of their face, hashtag death to, and their name.
Right.
Okay? Those are two things that they have in common.
Yeah.
Then we learn about the game of consequences.
Woof. Mm-hmm.
Works. You pick someone on the internet that you do not like for some reason. You pick, okay, here's the rules actually. Pick a target, post their name, a photo, and hashtag death to. The most popular person will be eliminated by 5 p.m. that day.
What the fuck?
The count resets at midnight each night. Mm-hmm.
God.
Yep. Oh, great. The other cat's up now.
Oh, God.
Okay. They find out that their next target, because now they can run all these numbers, is a woman named Clara Meads. Just a normal fucking lady who took a picture of herself peeing on a worm of wars.
Peeing on a what?
Or pretending. Sorry.
Pretending to pee on a what?
A war memorial statue.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not enough to kill her.
No, but... and everybody's like, oh, this is fucked up because this could totally happen.
Because guess what? People don't know this is a real thing. Mm-hmm. You know.
Great. I was just saying, like, they don't know that it's a real thing. And so that's one thing. But honestly, if in this world, if this was a thing and we did learn it was a real thing, people would totally fucking do it. They would totally do it. This is like some purge shit or something, too. You know?
Just like, yeah, kind of. Yeah. So Blue does some more cool shit on the computer and finds out where Clara is located.
Okay.
They call her and they're like, she's panicking. She's getting all these notifications. Karen calls Clara and she's like, bitch, you're in danger. Stay where you are. Close the windows. We're coming for you. They get in this fucking fancy self-driving car.
Mm-hmm.
They drive to Clara's. Okay, we're good so far. I just know he's pooping. Okay. Oh my God, this is embarrassing. Okay, welcome to Allison's Closet where dreams come true. They are in a fancy self-driving car. Is this everything you dreamed it would be?
It was literally, yes. And
oh my
more.
God. At least they're cute. So, back in Rasmus's lab, someone is trying to break into the system. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was exactly what I meant to do. Why? Whatever, let's keep going. They pick up Clara and get her into the car. Zoom in on one bee. Zoom. You know that's going to be the bee.
Yeah, 100.
Yep. And one bee that has gone offline. Oh, that's what I mean. Let me go back to my previous notes.
Okay.
Where I said that he was seeing these, like, bees go offline. He's like, oh, what the fuck is happening?
Oh.
And then we zoom in on the bee that has gone offline.
Got it.
We're back, you guys. There was a poop explosion, and then a week later, we came back together.
Don't worry. We've done it for the listeners. We've come back together.
Nobody knows what we're talking about, and you know what? You don't need to know what we're talking about.
Just bugger off. But stay here.
Bugger off. Do you remember that this is about bees?
Bees?
Okay. So we are going to zoom in on the one bee that goes offline. Remember?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
You are delayed over here, and I am going to just tell myself it's going to be okay. Okay, so Rasmus, remember Rasmus? He's the guy at the ADI. Yep. He is trying to track the bee, but it's taking too long to track. Hashtag drama. Now, Clara, the next person to be attacked, has no fucking idea what's going on. They burst into her apartment, and they're like, bitch, you got to come with us. And so, like, nobody... Whatever. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I did something pretty extreme today. I numbered my pages. Uh-huh.
Shut up. You're like a real podcaster.
They number their pages. They don't use the computer, though. They use... They print out their notes and then write the numbers at the top.
Write it, yeah.
Okay, so... they house in the middle of nowhere. But then they zoom in on the one fucking bee that went offline that stuck to their car and drove.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. I had forgotten that part, so when it happened, I went, I like gasped. I was so excited. Okay, so they're walking around the house, and then suddenly Rasmus calls, and he's like, we can't trace the bee. We don't know where it went or anything. And then suddenly they lose the entire hive. It all goes red. Then thousands of them go offline. Yeah. And they're coming towards them.
Oh, my God.
I had a wasp's nest. God. I hate saying those words. On my garage. And then I looked. And they're just, like, all along. And they're so fascinating. But also wasps are not necessary. But, like, they're so cool. Like, they're hiding. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, so they're dead.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I'm sure they'll come back to get me. I'm afraid they're, like, ancestors. They're going to be like, we told him to build land here. And now he's dead.
And now these little wasp ghosts will haunt you until you die.
Wasp ghost quartet. I'm so obsessed with ghost quartet. After you were in it, Tim... Well, you know this
because oh so
it was involved too. I would listen to it twice a day at work and text you just like constantly like, oh my God, I get this song now. Oh my God, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first heard the show, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, anyway,
and now I'm obsessed.
Go listen to Ghost Quartet.
Yeah.
And then asked him to sing it for you. Okay. I am not a priest. Okay, anyway. Please don't sue me.
Yes.
David. Dave. David Malloy. Dave Malloy?
David Malloy.
Sir David Malloy. Okay.
Dave Malloy. Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't give two shits. I say that. But his show closed on
I saw that show before
racism,
it was racist.
So I don't know.
It was incredible.
Did you?
It's crazy, Tim, because they utilize the fucking balcony. I was in the balcony. They have ramps and stairs that just go right up to the balcony. Yeah. And the chorus spends like half their time up there. I got a souvenir shaker egg from one of the songs.
I love that.
It was such a cool show.
Oh. Dude, what happened to that show is tragic. And like, it's their fault. It's their fucking fault. But also like, what a disservice.
It's sad that it ended
show.
That way. And like, I saw the original cast and they were fought and Josh fucking Groban played the piano and sang. And like, he's not even that big of a part in that show. Oh like he's a big part and he has some really powerful songs, but like, it's not about him. He just sits there the whole time. But anyway.
Yeah, right at all.
Oh my God, that great comment. Oh, that we're talking about great comment, by the way. We switched gears and did not tell anybody.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys,
you should have kept
you?
Up with us if you are cultured at all. You would have understood.
Okay, moving in. God. I completely forgot where we were. Duh. So, well, I know.
The bees.
Not helpful. So, Sean. Remember Sean? Sean's outside talking on the phone. He's like the FBI guy. Asian American Tom.
Yeah, Asian American Tom.
You're good. So yeah, I didn't remember.
I got
that
you.
So he's on the phone, but it keeps like breaking up and like there's interference. Oh, I wonder why. Because there's 1,000 fucking bees. So he turns around and he hears buzzing he sees all these bees flying towards him. Then Blue gets a text from Rasmus that just says, "Get out now." They try to get out, but the bees are breaking through all the holes in the house, and like they are trying to get into the house at any cost. I mean, not like physical holes in the house, but just like
the house isn't very safe.
Not just like holes that are bullet holes.
Yeah, sure.
In the safe house.
That wouldn't be a good safe house.
So Sean, he keeps trying to get in the house, but he can't. Sorry, that's not important. Page 3, I know that because I numbered my pages. They go into this room and all the windows are like being blacked out by bees, and then they're like, "Get into the bathroom." So they get into the bathroom, they cover all the gaps under the doors, they cover everything, and they just try to be safe. And the be safe, that's a good one. I can't hear you. You're back.
You can't.
Oh. So it sounded like I came up with that joke, but really you did.
Really, I did. But really, I was just quoting Aladdin. Be yourself. Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Oh, so sad. Sorry. Okay, anyway.
So sorry. Okay.
So the bees are trying to break the windows, and they're trying to get into the bathroom. All the windows are... The bees break the windows. Like from the outside, they break into the house and they are trying. Now they're trying to get into the bathroom. So Clara still doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
They think they're safe. And the other side of the door is just covered in bees. One gets in through the keyhole, but Karen's like, "Not today," and she covers it and stops it. And the bees can't get in. Suddenly, a single bee flies through the air vent.
Fuck. Mm-hmm.
They try to cover the vent, but it's too late, and they're like trying to protect Clara, and it's too late, and a bee goes up her nose.
No.
Yeah. So a bee goes up her nose, gets into her brain, she has a seizure, and she is dead.
Oh.
Poor Clara. But do you notice that the bees only killed Clara? How do they know?
Wait. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Back to Karen at the hearing. Remember, we started at a hearing. Just to describe the actions of Blue after the event. And she's like, "Blue took it hard." That's it. So now they're back. So they find out. They're talking and they find out that the visual part of the bees had been activated. Oh, God, now I'm getting a text message. the facial recognition of the bees had been activated, which is why they could recognize Clara, which means the government has been tracking everybody. It's like they knew that was an aspect, like a part of it, that the visual facial recognition, that's what I was trying to
say. There you go.
They knew that was an option, but everyone thought it was turned off. Well, turns out it wasn't turned off. So then that whole comes out like, oh, by the way, the government's been tracking you in every single way. And then Karen's like, okay, well, can we just figure this bee shit out? Like, let's stop. They have a huge argument. She's like, let's just figure out this shit. So Blue does some fancy shit on the computer, and they prep to interview all past and current employees just to kind of get a background. Word is out that the hashtag #death2 is real, and people are using it, and people are dying. People are that doesn't make any sense. Okay. So right now, the chancellor is number one on the hashtag #death2 for the day. And if you remember, at the 5 o'clock every day, the top person dies.
Right.
So the chancellor is like, he's number one today. So Blue is doing some more fancy computer stuff while Karen does all the interviews. Okay. Now we cut to Sean. He is in a meeting with the chancellor, and he's like, "Hey, Sean, can we like shut this shit down? Because we need to just end this." And Sean's like, the entire internet down? And he's like, is it possible? And he's like, well, technically, yes, but if, well, then do it, you know, like that thing. He's like, yeah, well, no, yeah. Stop, because if we do it, you're still number one.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, fuck, you're right. So he's like, we need to start a smear campaign. Is that the word, smear?
Yeah, smear campaign. Yeah, you nailed it.
To get his numbers done. Thank you. That was really supportive. The way you said that was just really supportive, and I really appreciate it. Okay. So Blue fucking cracks something and sees something on the computer. Well, Karen.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, but you were just saying that the chancellor was like, we need to start a smear campaign.
Oh, yeah.
On someone else, mm-hmm. So that he's not. What a dick.
So that he doesn't die today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. He's obviously a dick because he's number one on the hashtag death.
Right. Well, right. That too.
So he doesn't have a lot of morals. Anyway, back to Karen. Karen is interviewing this employee and she finds out there's someone named Garrett Stoles that they don't have on their list. Because he moved a couple months ago and he's just not on their list. And okay. Then he runs out and they both like do that TV thing where they're like Garrett Scholes at the same time. Type of Stoles or whatever his name is. Blue had just found a 98-page manifesto from Garrett Stoles inside the computer. Let me take a quick sippy of my water.
98. See, they always do that shit. These crazy people, they're always like, but let me write this down so that everybody finds out.
Mm-hmm.
They always
it's
do
called
that.
Narcissism.
That's right.
Sometimes they have mental illnesses, sometimes they're not crazy, but this is Black Mirror. Right. He's crazy. It's not a mental illness issue. So back to Sean. Just want to make that very clear.
Back to Sean. H-A-W. Nope. H-A-U. S-H-A.
I have no idea what you're spelling.
We're spelling Sean. Oh. Sorry. S-H-A-U-N.
You cannot Sean. Just start spelling things at me because it my brain does not process them.
Chimerical. C-H.
That's on my arm.
I know.
Oh, C-H-I-M-E-R-I-C-A. Okay. Chimerical. Highly unrealistic. Wildly fanciful. Ooh. Okay. So those minor sevens. That was not. I always miss that minor seven. My vocal director would be like, come on. Just come on. You're so close. And I'm like, yeah, it. Okay. Anyway. Back to Sean, S-H-A-U-N. He's showing the chancellor a video of the military. And he's like, look, we can blow up these ADIs. Watch. We'll put you in a bunker and we're going to start destroying all the hives. And so they're going to kill all the hives in a 10-mile radius. So they show them, okay, look, we blew them up. Hey, congratulations. So it's a live stream. So they start talking about something else. Suddenly they look back on the live stream because all the bees are attacking the military.
Oh, shit.
So that's not an option. Okay. Bees take over. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, and then the chancellor. Sorry, I read my own ha, ha, ha's a little. The chancellor's like, what's your plan B? And then I wrote, ha, 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 get it? Plan B? But you already made that joke.
Plan B. I get it.
But you already made a B joke, so.
Yeah, but comedy comes in threes, so it's fine. So there's still one more coming.
Can't wait to say the word B again. Okay. They have, so now they're back, and they've printed out the manifesto, and they're trying to find him, and they're reading it, and all this stuff. He talks about how he wants people to face consequences for what they say and what they do. Okay, I get you, Garrett, but do you need to say that in 98 pages?
Yeah, right.
Nick, who I never introduced because I didn't think he'd be important, and then I remembered that he was. Nick has been around the whole...
Yeah.
Just like another detective with them. So Nick, he goes to the computer and he does the hashtag death to Garrett Scholes. Oh, here I wrote Scholes. Scholes, Stoles, who knows? With his image, and he tweets it out because that's how you play the game.
Right.
And then back to Blue. Blue's like, oh, he messed up. He put a selfie of himself in here so I can find the geotag of his location from the photo. She's like, I know where he is.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Jump to Garrett fucking. Here, I wrote Scholes again. We'll stick with Scholes.
Sure.
The police roll up on his location and a SWAT team, and they all barge into this, like, empty warehouse, and he's fucking gone. He's not there.
Mm-hmm. Of course he's not.
Do you think maybe he put that geotag in there on purpose? Yep. Anyway, let's keep going. Hashtag foreshadow. I remember that word from AP English. I took AP English because I wanted to be one of the cool kids, because to me, the cool kids were the smart kids.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I took honors English.
Do you want to know that honors. I didn't pass any of my AP tests? And I took like either. 4 or 5 of them.
Oh, I took a bunch of AP classes because my parents wanted me to be smart. And then I like didn't do well in those classes. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even take the tests. So I just tortured myself all year
like
4 years to not even take the AP tests.
My AP English binder was all in sheet protectors and right now, listeners, but they are really wide. It was huge.
It's thick. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Anyway, now I'm having PTSD. So yeah. He's not there. They walk around the house and they see a cot, water, whatever, but he's cleared out. Blue looks through a fire. Nope. She looks through some ashes. Okay. She just looked through a fire and she finds something. I couldn't tell what it was, but I think it's like a hard drive or something.
Okay, yeah.
It's a hard drive. Looking forward in my notes.
Yeah.
Then Rasmus is like, oh, I can get from all the hives that he took over. Karen's like, I don't think he would just leave this lying around. And everyone's like, Rasmus is like, oh, there's a file that wasn't here before. By the way, it's 3 minutes to 5.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. There's a new file, and it's a list of IMEI numbers, which is like IP addresses or something, that links to someone's device. Mm-hmm. And there's a list of 387,000 people, and those are all the people who have tweeted out the hashtag death to. Okay? Nick is like, hey, check if I'm on there, because I posted earlier. Spoiler alert, he's on there. Oh, Rasmus is like, okay, I'm ready. And Kieran's like, no, stop. You can't stop. You have to stop. You're going to trigger something. Like, this is a setup. And he's like, what if everyone who took part is actually the target? Like, what if everything's about to change? And Sean's like, we don't have time for this shit. And he pushes the button and he ruins 387,000 people's lives.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Which means all of those people will die.
So this guy is like a vigilante.
He thinks he is, yeah.
He thinks he is,
some sort of backwards vigilante.
Yeah.
387,000 people. I think that's a little too round of a number. It's a little strange.
It's so strange, yeah.
We'll keep going. So they run the thing and it works. And they're like, oh, cool, we're good. But suddenly, every single hive gets taken over. Like, they all start to just turn red on his computer. And that's when it's triggered. And that's when they realize that everything's about to go down. Cut to all the hives, like a bunch of bees flying out and just really ominous music. We see the teacher, remember who ordered the cake from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Teaching. She's a teacher. And all of a sudden,
she's...
Were you going to say something?
She's going to say she's fucking dead.
You're right.
She's
a bunch of bees start to fly in the windows, and the lady's like, and the kid's like, Miss, and like points and does that like dramatic point. you guys just really missed some good acting from me. So she's murdered at the school. Suddenly, the bees start swarming the windows of the ADI headquarters because Nick posted the hashtag.
Why did he fucking do that?
Play that. He did that because he was just trying to see if he could get anything out of Garrett Stoles or Scholes, whatever his name is. But also, how stupid do you think he is?
Yeah.
He was just trying to, whatever. So now he's back to Garrett. We see Garrett again. He's packing a bag. He shaves his face. He shaves his head. A la Anne Hathaway, Les Miserables.
Oh, sure.
I did that last time too. But it was so good. I could not do it.
But there are dreams that cannot be.
I want to sing that so bad.
You should.
Where? Anyway, I dreamed. I had a dream. So if you remember, I was singing Les Mis, and I won't do it again because I'm worried maybe that's the reason it stopped working.
I see. The app just doesn't like Les Mis.
Copyright issues.
Oh, copyright.
Maybe it was, what's his name? I don't remember.
Broadway's listening.
Broadway's, if you... I had a dream. Okay. I'll warm up next time. So he shaves his head a la Anne Hathaway.
Right.
And puts in colored contacts, bright blue. I'm going to talk fast because I'm really worried we're going to get cut off again.
That's really okay. Fine.
So he's leaving his location, and he puts some rocks in a in his bag with his laptop, and he throws it into some big water place. Those are the words I wrote.
What big water place? A body of water, but we're not sure the size, so we're not sure its proper title, its proper category.
It's a big one.
Okay.
But it's a big water place.
Big water place.
Mm-hmm. Back to Blue and Karen. They are walking in a warehouse full of dead bodies. Mm-hmm. Back to the hearing. They're like, what happened to Blue? And Karen's like, I think she blamed herself because she found out his trail, but it was too late. Mm-hmm. She left the force, and Karen hasn't heard from her since. 4 months later, all of her stuff was found on a beach with a note implying that she killed herself.
Oh, woof.
Karen's like, they're like, so it implies that she kills herself? And Karen goes, that's a theory. Yep. So the board thanks Karen and she leaves. Karen leaves the courtroom, jump back to fucking Garrett in a new location, watching the court case on TV or the hearing or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucked up. Karen leaves the building with the reporter, with reporters shouting at her because we find out that like people don't know what happened.
Oh.
People like don't know the details of what happened. They just know that something went wrong, and so they're just protesters, and they're like, "Tell us the truth, like what happened." Mm-hmm. And it's like obviously not Karen's fault.
But right?
Karen is getting the rap for it. Next up is Sean, and remember, this is mostly Sean's.
100% Sean's fault.
Also, kind of not Sean's fault. I mean,
you're right. Maybe not 100%.
Like but the chancellor would have been dead, and it like he couldn't get mad at him if he's dead. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's my theory in life. Can't get mad at me if you're dead. So, that's not my. No.
I mean, you're right, but you maybe need a new life motto. But,
like, that's not my motto. Should I end that the podcast with that?
Yes.
I already forgot what he said. Can you remind me?
You can't get mad at me if you're dead.
You can't get mad at me if you're dead. Thanks for listening. You can't get mad at me if you're dead. Okay, so guess what? Blue's not dead. Do you remember when Karen's like, that's the theory?
Yeah, but she fucking knew.
So Blue's not dead. She's fucking tracking Garrett.
Yes.
Are you listening? She's tracking Garrett because she's an American hero. And Karen,
she's a British hero, but yeah.
Also American hero.
Got it. She's just a global hero.
This is
hero.
America, Tim. I only care about America.
We won the war.
God,
I hate
war?
When people say that.
You guys, we're losing right now. Just in general. Okay. So Karen gets a text and it just says, got him. And she smiles and she deletes it. Do you like how I deleted that for you? Like it's an email? What the fuck? Back to Blue and Garrett. She's following him down through this town, down to his little fucking hideaway. And that's the end of the episode.
Oh, my. Yes. She's going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
She's going to cut him up. So that's it. I mean, do you feel sick? Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel...
Yeah, I just like... Here's the thing.
I mean, I want you to feel that way, but keep going.
The thing is... this is so conceivable, actually, for our society. That's the fucked up part, is that if this happened in real life, I would not be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucked. Because everybody can hide behind Twitter or YouTube comments or whatever it is and just, like, say whatever they want and bash whoever they want and even get to the point of, making death threats against people. And as soon as it's real, there's... Even still, a group of people who are like, oh, awesome, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it just, it,
I think
because
a shocking group of people.
Yeah.
Like a shocking amount of people.
But what I was saying was that because it's not in person, it like removes the guilt. It removes like
responsibility
and repercussion. You know what I mean? So I just like think it. That is fucking terrifying. And also, bees are disappearing and we need to do something about it.
Colony collapse is real, people.
Yes.
Yeah, it's serious. Like, I've been doing a lot of brief research. Hold on, to burp. I mean, I haven't been doing a lot of, sorry, I had to burp. Yeah. I haven't been doing a lot of bee research, but just like, I've been eating vegan lately, and I'm like, how do I feel about honey? Because like, yeah, bees do have to produce honey, but then I'm like, okay, well, that's what I thought about milk too. So, and then I looked into that, but then like, it's true, bees have to do produce honey, but I think it's good to like buy local honey, like small colony local honey. Don't, yeah. If I'm completely wrong, somebody please tell me in a nice way, like, don't yell at me, just like email me and be like, give you a correction.
Just be like, hey, sweetie, like, still compliment me and still call me, like, pet
beautiful
name.
Soul.
Yeah.
But don't be condescending. Like, if you're a man, please don't call me sweetie.
Yeah, don't
call
be
me,
a
like,
bitch about it.
Call me, like, strong, independent female.
I love that.
But I think that's, like, I think that's the best way to go with honey. I just try to not eat honey. Like, I eat bee-free honey. It's made out of applesauce.
Oh.
But I think, like, if I do eat honey, I'll probably eat, like, local grown. Am I right? Am I making that all up?
No, I think you're right, because then otherwise there's going to be robot bees and they're going to fucking kill us.
Yeah, because guess what? Anything can be hacked, including this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Can you hack a podcast? Are you kidding me? You are, I'm like, anyone can hack my podcast. But anyway, so that was Black Mirror, hated in the nation.
Oh, man.
It only took us 875 tries to record that, and there's a chance it didn't even work.
We're going to find out.
Especially that last one with all those echoes. Anyway, can you guys write a review?
Hey, listen, dear listeners, you better write
all 20 of you.
Goddamn review.
Yeah, will you write me a review? If you've made it this far, honestly, like, I'll write you a review too.
Yes.
Here's the review of you. You're a rock star.
Listeners, God bless. You are so beautiful. You are so talented.
Your soul is so pure. Unless you're a murderer, please stop listening.
Yeah, if you're a murderer.
No, I'm sorry. That sounded wrong. If you are a murderer, please stop listening. That sounded, if you are, never mind.
Yeah. Sure.
I get very stressed out towards the end of these podcasts. Can you
well,
talk
we're really
to me?
Inclusive on this podcast, but if you're a murderer, that's sort of like, that crosses the line a bit.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm not.
So.
Interested in murders.
Yeah.
Talking to any murderers. Yeah. Anyway, can you tell me about Rum and Recap, please?
I sure can. So Rum and a Recap is this new YouTube series that I'm starting right now, where I watch a movie. While I watch the movie, I get super drunk. And then immediately after,
why am I excited?
Because it's so much fun, like the best things. And then immediately after, I try to recap it the best I can.
Oh my God.
And it is so much fun. And we have two episodes out right now. We have Jurassic Park, and we have Winnie the Pooh, Pooh's Great Adventure, The Search for Christopher Robin, the best movie of all time. Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh God, it's so good. It's so good.
I used to have like an entire shelf of Winnie the Pooh. I used to collect the books because I was like, I want this to be a cool thing. People collect Winnie the Pooh books. Like,
yeah.
Charlie Brown was a, never mind, this is a boring story.
Oh,
but
no,
anyway,
I love it so much.
I had so much Winnie the Pooh stuff growing up, and Rum and a Recap is amazing. So keep going.
That's all. So that's what we're doing. That's it. We're doing that. And so you can find us on YouTube, Rum and a Recap. And I think we're going to try and branch off and include some other things, like possibly drunk watching reality shows. I don't know.
Oh, hey, reality shows.
I know, right? But I'm thinking good, like British Baking Show.
Oh, like good reality shows.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the other thing you posted about that you might do?
I do. I'm going to do it. I'm really determined.
Okay, good.
I am starting a podcast as well. I know.
Here's my first thought and my second thought when I saw that.
Okay, back.
Am I?
Yeah.
Catching. Okay, well, I cannot wait to listen back on this to see what's happening right now. So I had two thoughts when I saw that. The first thought was, fucking yes, I'm so excited. It's the best thing of my entire life. This is the best moment. The second thought was, it's going to be more successful than my podcast and I'm going to be sad.
Stop it. No.
Okay, I made that thought go away really fast, but it still happened. I was like, can't see
so
many
gosh,
more friends
no.
than me.
Well, okay, I want to start a podcast called The Dying Side. What that means is, physiologically, we technically start to die at 25. Our cells start to deplete like faster than they're replaced. Yeah. And
great.
So it's about life now on the dying side, meaning As no longer a young adult, now we're just adults, and how our upper 20s is so much different than we thought they would be, you know? And a lot of times for the better, but a lot of times for the worse, right? And I want to talk to people who are our age, but also people younger and people older and way older about their expectations for adulthood and what it actually was or what it actually is, and that the struggles we deal with, and I want to, like, you know, unite in that struggle, because I think our generation just is dealing with very specific and interesting problems, and I would say like 98% of us are dealing with them on some level, right? And so it's a way that we can all connect somewhat humorously but also seriously, and that's okay. Yeah.
I do it quietly.
You do, so we would never have known.
That's the point.
So anyway, that's what I want to do. And I think it's going to be therapeutic for me, but also for listeners. Yeah. I think people, you know how it's just so helpful to go, oh, somebody else feels with that too. You know, just that sort of understanding with another person, even if it's a stranger, is so huge. I think that's monumental. Mm-hmm. So look out for that, please, in the near future. I'm really excited about that. And I can't wait to talk to people about their adult lives.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. You guys, Tim is doing amazing things because he's like so funny naturally, and he just is putting himself out there, and it really is.
You're
great.
So sweet to me. Oh.
But anyway, you should rate, review, subscribe to my podcast, and then go rate, review, to subscribe to Tim's when it's out. Yes. And I will obviously post about it all the time. Yeah, that is amazing. That makes me so excited.
Thanks, I'm so excited too.
Is it going to be in a closet?
Yeah. Oh my God, I should put it in my closet, huh?
I'm sorry.
No, listen, no, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm
trademarking closet.
It'll be called Tim's Pantry.
Do you have a big pantry?
No, it's just a shelf.
Oh my.
I'll just be next to it.
I was going to say this earlier. I don't know if it will still be funny. Are you looking to get Dame Judi Dench on the podcast or like people of that caliber?
Oh my God, yes. Here's
the thing. Would have been so much funnier.
It's fine. I just listen. Dame Judi Dench wants to come on my podcast, I will fucking kill my own grandmother for that. But also,
please don't say that, because I feel
right. No, I wouldn't do that.
I feel like it's possible for you to get Dame Judi Dench.
I should email her. Do you think she has an email?
I don't. No, I think she has a pager.
She probably has a literal person who goes by horse-drawn carriage to bring her, like, telegrams.
I only accept things via snail mail.
The Pony Express.
What's it? It's just like her PA, like, printing out emails and be like, this came on the Pony Express today, Dame.
Do you think, like,
but it's just an email.
If Dame Judi Dench had it, it'd be like, DM me for business, whatever.
Oh my God. Do you think she has an Instagram?
We should check.
Dame? Are you listening? Does she like to be called Dame? Probably Judy.
Probably Judy. Mrs. Dench.
Dame is not her first name.
But do you call, you don't, you call her the queen, right? If she's the queen, because that's Judy.
We're on a first name.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
You would include her title, right? You would include a title, so maybe it is Dame Judy. I don't know.
I mean, I refer to the queen as Lizzie.
Listen, when Andrew Lloyd Webber won that special Tony on the Tony Awards, whoever announced it did not say Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it actually really bugged me. I was like,
really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, it's Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber. Like, that's his title. He is a sir. And he's winning this, like, very official, prestigious award.
But, like, he's not a fucking sir. Like, what does that even mean?
It's this male version of Dame.
Like, what's even a dame? Like, in the Guys and Dolls, a dame is just like an easy lady.
An easy lady. A loose lady.
A loose lady.
No, but
an easy dame.
In Britain, it's like you're extra special. Like, you have extra special achievements. I don't know.
I think I'm a dame.
I think you are a dame.
I think you're a good dame, too.
I think I'm also a dame. 100% I'm a dame.
Look, Dame Judy, I mean, Dame Allison and Dame Tim signing off here. Can you guys go follow me on Instagram, Allison's Closet Podcast? I think I have 25 followers, and they are great 25 followers. It's really fun because sometimes the companies that I talk about follow me back, and then it's like a celebrity is following, and I get so excited.
Oh, That's amazing, actually.
I know, I get so excited. So also I have an email, allisonscloset@gmail.com. Send me your questions, because I want to give you unsolicited advice, because yes. I decided I really want to be a therapist, but I'm not interested in getting a degree. So yeah. I have a podcast.
I love that's the next thing. It's the next step.
Honestly,
that's your plan B.
That's a throwback. That's there the third time.
That's the third.
Oh my god. That's Tim it. Tim BD. Tim BD.
BD.
That was four. That was too many.
That was too many.
So
though.
I ruined it. Send me your questions, because I want to give you unsolicited advice. So far, I have zero questions. So I'm thinking I might stop.
Should I ask a question to you?
Sure.
Because let's talk about what we were talking about earlier. Tell me what you think about canceling plans, and like, is it healthy and is it appropriate? Are you being a bad friend if you cancel plans? Or like, no. Are you, you know, like, are you, when do you become flaky, or when is it self-care?
You are being a bad friend if you are not in an emotional or mental state to go hang out with your friends, and you do it anyway, because all you're doing is hurting yourself and then in turn hurting your friends. So no, canceling plans, there is nothing wrong with that, but don't do it all the time. Like, you know, I don't,
yeah,
when are you flaky? That's a good question, because I worry I'm flaky sometimes, but sometimes I just literally cannot see people and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I have to. And that's actually something I just started doing, like we were talking about. Like, that's not something I've ever been able to do before. But recently I've just been like, and I've been so honest with people, because I'm friends with amazing people who totally fucking get it. So I will text my friend and be like, hey, I am so sorry. I have to take care of myself right now. I have to cancel these plans. And like, so far they've just been podcast recordings, but but still, like, I went into this full on, and I hate having people over to my house. Like, I don't like it, but I went into this so headstrong. Like, I could do so many projects that I got really wiped out really fast.
Yeah. I got burnt out.
And then I was like, oh shit, I can't do four recordings a week, because I don't like having people in my house. And it's not because I don't like the person.
Right.
It's because I just like get really stressed out about it. I pace back and forth until that person shows up, because I just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but it's your space. It's your safe space. And
exactly.
It's your personal space. And if it was one or two times, you know what I mean? Like, when people keep bursting that bubble, then there is a hole in your bubble. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah.
I totally get that.
So, and then I started to go through like, well, I can't do this fucking podcast. I can't even have people over my house. And I'm like, oh no, you recorded like five podcasts in a week. You don't have to do that. And so I'm just like learning how to, So that's something I started doing recently, not just like started canceling plans, but like knowing that I need to. And I was telling Tim, like, after I canceled those two podcasts, I felt this like sudden relief wash over me that like, oh my God, now I have the night to myself. I can literally just lay around and watch TV, or I can go for a walk. And it just like, it was the craziest feeling. So seriously, you guys, I know millennials are all about self-care, but that's because we're the first people to realize that it's important.
Yes, I was trying to make 2018 the year of self-love, and I didn't understand until probably very recently into the year that includes self-care.
Yeah.
And whereas actors and as artists, I think we're always like, we're trying to put ourselves out there so much, and we're constantly trying to like meet people and make connections and whatever, that we burn ourselves out.
Yeah.
And we don't let ourselves rest and recuperate.
Exactly.
And then it's a problem, you know?
Well, and it's like, I have, what's it called? Compassion fatigue, I think, or something. Have you ever heard of that? There's a lot of buzzwords going around. Like, self-care is such a buzzword, but it's also just a really important thing. But anyways, so like compassion fatigue or something. So like, I was going through Sioux School and I was like, I'm gonna be positive in the show, I'm gonna have a great time, I'm gonna take care of myself. So I did this affirmation letter project. And then the very last our cast party, I had a fucking panic attack in the kitchen and left unexpectedly. And I was like, oh, that's because I didn't take care of myself this whole time. I literally helped every single person in this cast because I wanted to.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, oh my God, I have nothing left to give to myself. So I am trying to find a balance between taking care of myself, taking care of others, because that's what I really like to do. I don't know. It's just, it's really, it's a scary, weird thing.
But it's like on an airplane when they're like, put your own mask on before you help someone else with theirs.
Because you know, if you don't, you can't help that person. Like, right, yeah. That's like the actual, I found out that's the actual reason. Like, if you don't put your own mask on first, you will be incapable of helping that person because your oxygen will be gone.
Yeah, right, right. And there's times in our life where, like, our friends are struggling with something, and even they may even reach out and ask for help. And sometimes you have to be like, I'm not the person to help you with this right now. Like, I can't help you with that.
Oh, my God.
And that doesn't make you a bad person. And I always think it does, and you always think it will. But sometimes you have to, like, for their well-being, you have to go, you need to find someone else who has the empathetic
energy.
And not only energy, but the space in their do you know what I mean? Like, not, I think we all have empathy, but that you have to have room for that person at that time.
Totally.
And if you don't, and you try to take them on anyway, you are not only doing a disservice to yourself, but you are not helping them at all.
Oh my gosh. Amen. I'm gonna start crying because I have friends where I'm like, I can't help this person.
Yeah.
Or like, I see so much of what I hate about myself in you that I need you to find your own help.
That's
like,
so interesting.
I see that a lot. Like, I have, I don't know. Sorry, I'm just thinking. I just like know in the past I've met people that I'm like, you have so many of the personality traits I hate about myself that I've tried to change about myself.
Whoa.
Or like make better that I can't be friends with you. You know what I mean? Yeah, like that type of thing.
Absolutely.
So it's weird, but
no, that's totally right. I think I'm one of those, I don't know if it's just an actor thing or if it's just me, but I am a really big like peer pressure person. I will fall into peer pressures. Like whoever I'm around.
I have peer pressured you so many times. Oh like during spelling bee, I'm like, we are going out. And you're like, I'm so tired. I'm like, get in the fucking car.
But that's fine. Like that's fine. But no. But I really adapt to the people that I surround myself with. And if you surround yourself with those people, I'm just saying, I'm trying to compliment you. Really, I'm saying that you're recognizing that because that's hard to see. And if you see somebody and you're like, oh, I really want to be friends with this person, I did all the time. I'm always like, oh, I want to be friends with this person so bad, and I don't actually see their character traits properly, if that makes sense. And then I realize like, oh, I actually don't like all of these things, and I don't want to become this type of person, so I cannot spend this time with you.
Yeah, but it's like, are you trying to break up with your friend? Oh my gosh, I could talk about this for hours, but yeah, it's...
Come do it on my podcast.
Oh my God, I would love to do that. Yeah. Toxic friendships. I've 100%. So many toxic friendships, but it's a tricky slope, but I think that I like to say that our generation is the transition generation, so like we are all so anxious, and it's just like a lot of us are really depressed, but we're also trying really hard to, and you see it with the high school kids now, like encourage the next generation to just make self-care is just a normal thing. So I think we're just that weird transition period where we have to take all that shit to learn to pull out the good stuff. You know what I mean?
100%. Like,
so anyway, these are the great pieces of advice you'll get if you still make questions. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for asking me that. I was not expecting that, but I liked it. So good. You guys, if you cancel plans because you need to cancel plans, that's okay. If that person doesn't forgive you, but here's the thing, don't do it like 5 minutes beforehand. That's the like I gave my people a couple hours or a day notice. I think that's when you become flaky, when you do it 5 minutes before every time.
Yeah.
I think that might be the line. There, I just decided that's the line.
No, I think you're
right. Welcome to Allison's Closet, where I'm a therapist, psychologist. I'm all of them.
Whatever, all of them.
I'm an MD. Do you need a prescription? Oh my gosh. But anyway, so send me questions and follow me on Instagram and rate, review, and subscribe and follow Tim on YouTube. Rum and a recap. Yes. Rum and a recap.
I love that.
Rum and a recap. Rum and a recap. I'll just keep going higher and higher and higher and belt as high as I can. Okay. I think we have got it.
We've got it.
We really nailed it.
And cut.
And cut. Thanks for listening. Don't text and drive. It's really annoying to everyone around you. Don't fucking
do that.
Just stop doing it. Why are you doing it right now? Are you seriously texting and driving
right
now?
I can see you. I can literally see you.
Fucking kidding me?
Put that fucking phone down, you asshole. Put your phone down.
Piece of shit.
God damn it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, you almost like just sideswipe that person. Put just... your phone down.
All right, you guys, I love you so much. You're all my heroes. Bye.